Nomsa Mokwai has earned 13 test caps for South Africa as a Springbok women's rugby player. She's featured in recent matches, including the Rugby Africa Women's Cup in Madagascar, and now stands on the brink of breaking into the national squad set to represent South Africa at the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup, kicking off at the end of August at Twickenham. But Nomsa isn't just chasing jerseys. She's a former model. She's juggling elite rugby training with night shifts as an emergency room nurse in Cape Town. Well, Nomsa, it's so lovely to have you in the business studio.
Thank you so much for having me, Linda. It's such an honor for me to be speaking to you at this point.
Well, before we get to the Rugby World Cup, I want to know, you know, what, I don't want to, you know, judge looks, but you don't look like somebody who can tackle. If I just look at you, how did you get into rugby?
I used to play netball. I was involved in the SA under 19 and under 20 squad. And then this one time I went to a rugby training camp with my friends, and they are just fell in love with how they play, like just the sports in general. And I remember that year I was selected to play under 16 for the Leopards. That's the province in Northwest. And in that tournament, I was chosen to be a player of the tournament. And then from there, I was selected to represent the Springbok under 20 and also Netball SA. But because the Springbok was so supportive, and I finally chose rugby, of which I don't regret, and I'm so glad and grateful that I chose that path.
Well, that has from that, you know, that school rugby. How did you eventually become a Springbok?
I've been long in this journey, if I can tell you. And it took me years to actually wear that Springbok jersey. Because I was first selected, I think I was 18 years old, training with people like Cindy Boy. Cindy Boy is in her 50th cap, but I trained and trained. I mean, sometimes there were injuries involved, and then sometimes you were not chosen, and it took me a very long time.
So how did you know, your position that you played, you play in the scrum?
Yes, I play lock and flank, but at this point, I'm a flank. And I can also mention that I am one of the first players to be contracted by SARU. I first got my cap playing for Springbok Sevens.
Oh, Sevens is amazing because it's so much faster.
Yes. And then there I was still a student, and I remember I had to freeze my studies because I wanted to play for the Springbok. I wanted to represent my country because I know how it takes to wear that jersey with pride. Like, I mean, you're not just representing yourself, you're representing your friends, your family, and the whole nation.
I just know how we feel, you know, if we stand there and wait for Nkosi Sikelel' Afrika to come. And how does it feel for you as a player on the field to hear that?
It feels amazing because, you know, you are carrying a whole nation in your shoulder. Like, I mean, you're representing, like, beautiful South Africans.
So do you think that women's rugby gets enough attention in South Africa?
If I can be honest with you, Linda, like, things are changing now. I mean, the women's are being recognized now. I mean, now we have players that get sponsored. We get players that are recognized, like, outside South Africa. I mean, we've got players that plays outside the country, playing the club somewhere in England, you know.
So
I think we're getting there.
Yeah, so it's growing, the support of women in rugby, because I know my whole family, they also watch women's rugby. So how do you manage? You've got the rugby and all that training, but you're also an ER nurse pulling night shifts in Cape Town. So how do you manage that balance?
To be honest, Linda, at the beginning, I sat myself down and went through the process. I'm like, okay, Nomsa, you are a professional nurse now that needs to work and help patients. On the other hand, you are a professional rugby player. What is it that you want between the two? And I thought to myself, you know what? I can't just ignore the fact that I am talented. God gave me this talent to play rugby, and I am recognized by South Africa. So I can't just deny that fact. And also, I cannot just leave my lesson because I studied to become a nurse. And then I said to myself, you know what? I can do the two. If I'm not the, if the other people that can do that, well, I'm also in that train, or I'll be the first one to actually prove that you can do both. And I mean, at this time, I mean, we're not getting younger. So with me being able to juggling the two is the fact that I thought to myself, you know what? There are so many South African girls that wish and hope to be where I am right now. So if I don't pursue that God talent and play for Springboks, then I'll be letting them down. And at some point, in the future, I don't want to sit down and look back and feel and regret and be like, you know, I should have played, or I wish I can play. At that point of time, it will be too late.
But if there was enough money in women's rugby, you could probably choose just a professional career, or wouldn't you want to make
I'll definitely go for rugby. Like I said, I'm not getting any younger and I love the sport. It's amazing.
Well, and the nursing is always something afterwards, because a rugby career is not very long, that you could fall onto.
Yes, yes. And I mean, with other people, when they hear that I'm a nurse, I'm a professional rugby player, they all see it as a glitz and glamour. To be honest, it's not. It requires a lot of hard work. It also requires it requires sacrifice. I mean, I don't get to see my family. When I'm off at work, I'm at rugby. When I'm off at rugby, I'm at work doing my job. So it requires a lot of hard work. And I mean, the only thing that motivates me, it's the goal. It's the why I'm doing it. You know, like I want to be in the World Cup squad, not only being part of the squad, like I mean play the matches. Like I feel like I've worked so hard to actually be where I am today. If I can count how many World Cup just passed me, you know, just slipped out of my hands, you know, this time around I've given another opportunity, so I've got to grab it with both hands. If it requires me training after a 12-hour night shift, then I can do it, because at the end of the day, it comes back to why you're doing it.
Well, let's talk about the World Cup. You've recently featured in the Rugby Africa Women's Cup in Madagascar, and you're training with the squad that's going to Twickenham. So are you hoping to crack it this time?
Yes, I'm very excited. And I see I've got an opportunity, I've got a chance.
Can we talk a little bit about injuries? Because that's always a problem, you know, for rugby players. I mean, it's so rough. So how do women deal with injuries if you're a women's rugby player?
No, I mean, it's the same. Us playing rugby, like, I mean, we know that it's a physical contact sport. So injuries will happen. I think it's about how you manage yourself, you know, being responsible, taking care of your body, you know, I think that helps.
And does your physical strength as a rugby player help you in the ER?
Yes, it does. I mean, pushing those beds, lifting patients, compressions during resuscitation, I mean, it helps a lot.
So what else is your dream? What else would you like to do?
With regards to my nursing career, I would love one day to be, I wanted to do medicine. But somehow I just feel like, oh, it's too late. But after rugby, I think I'm going to go with that route.
Well, study medicine to become a doctor.
Yes, ma'am.
So I think you're an amazing example to young women. So any young woman who wants to do what you want to do, what would your message be to them?
My message would be, if you have a goal, go for it. But just know that it won't be easy. You just have to put your mindset in it, like tell yourself like you're doing it, and then you'll achieve it. I mean, everything in life has it ups and down. Like there's obstacles there and there, but what comes back is your resilience, if I can put it that way. I just want to say, just a message to all these young girls that thinks that it's impossible. Well, if I can start telling you about my journey, everything is possible. Like, even if there's a time frame in achieving a goal, but if you don't make it, just keep on grinding, because the doors will open for you and eventually you will get it. I mean, like I said, Linda, I'm old, I'm 32, and I've been playing since I was 18. I've got only 13 caps behind my name, but I never stopped. Like, I kept on going, kept on banging those doors, like, for opportunities, and eventually it came. Like, and it's never too late for you to achieve what you want.
Do you have any role models in rugby that you look up to?
Yes, ma'am.
Who?
It's Nolis Ndiso Boy.
And why?
I know people will say we're friends and we stay together, but it's not about that. She played, I mean, us as women, we think, oh, after the age of 35, like, there's nothing more for us. I mean, she is 40 years old, but she's still playing. And she's not just playing. She's amazing. She still delivers what she used to deliver when she was still young. And I mean, she knows what she wanted. She wanted to be, you know, the first woman to be most capped. And I mean, she's achieving it, not only as that, but as a Springbok captain.
Well, keep knocking, and we hope you crack the team for Twickenham in August.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda.
It's Nomsa Maguire. Thanks for speaking to us.